Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Shannon's here.
Good morning, family.
Boom.
Morning.
Boom.
We're matchy-matchy today.
We're often matchy-matchy.
We're all very greyscale today.
Well, it's first day of winter,
which is
during the first
pinch and punch goes, no returns.
Great. We're all black and grey.
I usually do the kiss and the hug, which is a bit more, you know, nice.
Oh, but you've got girls. I've got sons, mate.
That's a bit of bruise.
Oh, that won't bruise.
Pinch and punch.
Oh, you do have low iron.
I know it does. It will.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Workplace harassment.
Well,
anyway.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. First of June, I prepped myself for the winter this year.
Did you?
Because I've got a...
Did you go shopping?
Hence my new shacket that I've got on.
It's Shannon in the Shackets.
Shannon in the Shacket.
Good band name.
Shannon and the Shackets.
Shannon and the Shackets. Yeah, go see them.
I could do interpretive dance. I wouldn't be singing. very well prepared. Because I have a bit of a dodgy back, I've got to keep fairly active.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say keep your little back warm.
Got to keep my kidneys warm.
I do have to keep my kidneys. I do have to. That's why I keep buying new jackets. So I hired myself a treadmill because
cool.
of the rain.
Yes.
And I've discovered that if I just walk, not kilometres and kilometres, well, a few kilometres, but if I walk regularly, it just all stays really good.
Nice.
And so when the rain came last week, because I'm pathetic and I'm also really vain, I don't like getting my hair wet.
Well, you're a hairdresser, you make the effort to do your hair, unlike myself.
Well,
your hair usually looks amazing.
It doesn't cope with the wet weather.
Right.
And I'm always off to do something. And so I thought, no, I'm going to get myself a treadmill. And I didn't really talk to anyone about it. I just went to the place and got this treadmill. I just hired it. I didn't buy it. They're very expensive.
Yeah.
Priced it up and I thought, I just want it for 3 months. Easy peasy.
Yep.
Got it delivered. Had to woo the guys because I had to get it put upstairs and they weren't real happy about that. Anyway, put it all in there and Dave came home from work and he was really late and I was in a Zoom meeting so I didn't get a chance to explain.
Got a
treadmill. And so, of course... Oh, those sons, they are lippy. And Dave walks in and the first thing, Mum bought a treadmill. So I could just almost feel the tension from the hallway whilst I was on a Zoom meet because I never purchased the treadmill.
You're like, hang on a minute.
I wanted to be like, time out from the treadmill. I've just got to go. They absolutely dobbed me in and I had just say to him, oh, babe, come up here, I hired a treadmill. And
subtle and just
it's all
work him into it.
I just didn't want to set him off on this, what do you mean you've bought a treadmill? You know, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
They just have a habit of doing that. They throw me under the bus, dob me in. And I thought, come on, family. I know.
And it's not always factual as well.
Oh, well, that wasn't factual. I never bought a treadmill. I hired it.
They love it. They love going, guess what? Oh, guess what? Well, 93130985.
Yes.
What have your kids dobbed you in?
Tell us when your kids have dobbed you in.
Those dibber dobbers. Hey, we're back with Shannon talking the mum life, and we're talking about when did your kids. Dibber dobber you in.
Oh, they're a bunch of dobbers.
They do. Yeah. Kids are dibber dobbers. And what do we know about dibber dobbers?
What do my kids say?
Snitches get stitches. Snitches get stitches.
We have had a lot of stitches in our house.
We have Monique from Floriot on the line. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, guys. Thank you, Shannon the Shackets, for the hilarious intro. My son was still in the car. And I said, I've got a great story. I said, that's exactly what happened to me. I had broken my computer screen on a morning. One of the first mornings I had the computer screen, I don't mention, I hadn't put the cover on yet, the protective cover.
Oh.
And he knew that. And he eyeballed my computer screen the minute he wasn't even in the room. I don't even know how he supersonically saw it through a window and came in and said, you've broken your computer screen. And I looked at him. I was like, how did you see that? Because you didn't have the cover on. And before I got to speak to my husband, he said, and Dad, Mum's broken her computer screen. Like I told her, she hadn't put the cover on. And I was like, no. And he was in the car this morning going to school, cracking up. I said, I was busted by you, and I totally agree with it. It's just gold.
Little dibber-dobber children.
They love it, don't they? The joy it brings them when they dob you in. Oh, my boys love it. They gleefully do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. My kids got M once. They're like, I can't remember what happened, but it was like I got home from work, and Arch or Ruby goes, Mum got pulled over by the police this morning. I was like, what? Turns out it was just like an RBT, like, you know, pulling your breath there.
Like, she didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't do anything wrong. But he's like, yeah, she got pulled over by the police.
Yeah, and they're looking at like, isn't that amazing? Okay. Like, they're excited about it.
I'll get you.
And the thing is, for you, like, you hired a treadmill, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Instead, they go, Mum bought a treadmill, which are thousands of dollars. The second that Dave walks in the door. Yeah. And you're like, I can't even explain myself.
No, because I was preoccupied in a Zoom meeting. I just had to let it simmer.
So how did it go when you actually walked out?
He's fine. He was fine. I just said, oh, yeah. Did the boys tell you I hired a treadmill or something? And he's like, yeah, whatever. And,
Yeah,
it's fine. But it just, you know, they love it.
Good deal, yeah.
I got a new pair of shoes the other day, and we were on the way, and Cohen looked down in front of Dave and says, oh, Mum, what are those shoes? What are those shoes you've got on? And Dave doesn't notice normally anything like that, which I'm so super grateful for. fairly regularly there might be something
new on those feet. And it's like, oh, look at those. Are they new?
I'm giving him the look like, shut up.
Well, speaking of shoes, Tegan, my kids do it all the time. Even if it's a pair of shoes that I've needed for months because my other ones have died, I get dobbed on to their dad. And his response is always the same. Your mum doesn't need my permission.
Oh, nice response. Yes, nice response. I like that.
It's true.
It is true.
Well, yeah, we were talking about job titles in the house just before Leon and I. We'll talk about that another time. But keep them coming. 93130985. When did your children dob on you?
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.